ඊළඟට ගරු රාව් ෆකීම් මන්ත්‍රීතුමා ඔබතුමාට විනාඩි 10ක කාලයක් තියෙනවා.
බිස්මිල්ලාහිර් රහ්මාන් රහීම්. Honorable presiding member, we are discussing the microfinance and credit regulatory authority bill, and this bill has been under discussion for quite some time, for more than 2 years perhaps. This is replacing the former legislation that was brought in 2016 when we were in government, and this was done for a good purpose. But yet there has been requests from a variety of different quarters, particularly community savings and credit services providers, organizations led by women all over the country. Several women's organizations have made representations to the committee on the oversight committee which went into the provisions of this act and brought to their attention some of the glaring shortcomings which and they also sought a full exemption for their community savings and credit service providers, particularly because their organizations are based on membership savings, lent only to members, and they are non-profit, as well as they don't require collateral, and they have a cap on interest. So therefore, they are not like the credit agencies which are charging very exorbitant rates of interest. So this organization should be categorized separately. That was their request, and that request had not been accommodated. And this is their principal concern, and this has been brought to the notice of the government by a variety of parties. Even government members spoke about it, but then they say they will bring some regulations later after the bill is bill has been enacted. So that is inadequate. But there are other matters to be spoken about. Therefore, I would like to digress to talk about another serious issue that is now engulfing our economy as well as the entire world economy. That is the current war in the Middle East. Here, it was very unfortunate. In the morning, Honorable Foreign Minister, Honorable Vijitha Herath, I asked him a very simple question. Totally violating all norms of international law, the supreme leader of Iran has been massacred, assassinated, and what is the position of the government? Are you prepared to state openly, condemn this action, as well as to condole with the people of Iran? What he said was he was going to sign a condolence book in the afternoon in the Iranian embassy. What a damn joke. What levels to which our government has gone down? This is a country which has helped Sri Lanka at every turn, at every international fora. Whenever it came to supporting Sri Lanka, they were in the forefront. But now they have forgotten all about it because they are afraid of US. In the past, they used to call US the great Satan. They used to decry all the actions of the Americans. Now they have completely forgotten about it. Now see what's happening in India. Prime Minister Modi has also gone into total silence. He has also not condemned the US, nor has he even condoled the death of the supreme leader of Iran. For that, the opposition leader has called. They have said they are taking a neutral position. The opposition leader Sonia Gandhi has said this is not neutrality. This is abdication, total slavery, slavish attitude towards the Americans, and this is what is happening. So such is a, so Tamil Nadu chief minister has condemned it. Several chief ministers in India has condemned it. But then our government has still, they are not even prepared. When I ask in this house openly, yesterday the president came to the house. There he spoke about petrol shortage, gas shortage, the actions the government is taking, that we will see that extra storage facilities will be developed, all that. but did not even, he did not even utter a word about the death of a friendly country's leader. And they are not prepared to even condole openly or to condemn the violation of international law. Such is a terrible levels to which we have come. We should have the compassion and courage to stand up against injustice. One fine day, when these things happen to us, we will be in a terrible position. This is not the first time. When Venezuela President Nicolas Maduro was openly abducted after attacking the capital of Venezuela, right? This government said nothing about it. And for all this, Venezuela is a country which follows Che Guevara and his principles. And these people also started their organization on Che Guevara's principles. But now they have forgotten about Che Guevara, they have forgotten about Maduro, they have totally ignored. They are now become so pally with the capitalist nations. Then what happened? Then there was an attack by Israel on Qatar while they were facilitators in the talks between Hamas and Israel. While the talks was on, Israel went and attacked Qatar. There also they issued a statement. They didn't name the perpetrator. They didn't say anything. They simply said, we want countries to maintain peace. They didn't have the courage. Even when Qatar was attacked by Israel, to name Israel and then condemn it. Now with the supreme leader of Islamic Republic of Iran, who is martyred by atrocities targeted, attacked by U.S.-Israeli bombardment, they have descended to such despicable levels that we do not have the decency to name the perpetrators nor condemn this gross violation of international law. Now it is also regrettable, Mr. Presiding Member, that many Gulf countries, including Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, have come under Iranian missile and drone attacks. It is regrettable. I had issued a statement to the press yesterday where I have referred to that at least in a summary way. I have said this. We also wish to express solidarity with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Qatar, Bahrain, Kuwait, and Jordan. They are peoples, and the broader region, as fear of wider regional conflict and global instability grows, we urge all parties to engage in constructive diplomacy. Our hope and prayer is for enduring peace and stability in the region, with meaningful de-escalation including nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation by Israel, while preserving the right of states to peaceful nuclear exploration and use. This should underpin a greater Middle East built on mutual respect, cooperative security.
Honourable Member, you have two more minutes.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I must also say this. Yet ambassadors of Gulf state based in Colombo, especially the embassy of Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, have issued a statement sharing their outrage upon Iran's actions. We understand that. Unfortunately, Iran has consistently been warning that U.S. bases in host countries will be legitimate targets. However, they have gone beyond U.S. bases and have targeted gas and petroleum terminals as well as some hotels and airports. Iran maintains that retaliatory attacks may be launched against countries hosting enemy air bases. Despite Iran's justification, Gulf states and Saudi Arabia has shown outrage at the violation of their sovereign territory. I must here very clearly say that there is a statement I want to refer to. Despite these happenings, the mature pragmatic leadership in those countries amidst the onslaught have shown immense restraint during this holy month of Ramadan. Their maturity and pragmatic approach not to be drawn into the U.S.-Israeli trap must be applauded. I must remind here what Henry Kissinger once said. Henry Kissinger said this once, to be an enemy of U.S. is dangerous, but to be a friend of friend is fatal. This is what Kissinger said. I'm sure these Middle East nations, though they are coming under attack by Iran, though it may be seen as provocative, are maintaining some resistance and are even willing to bear it for the sake of peace and are refusing to join US and Israel in this holy month of Ramadan. We must congratulate them for what they are doing. And I must also quote here John F. Kennedy, what he said.
Honourable Member, your time is over.
Mr. Presiding Member, I will finish with that. John F. Kennedy said this, those who ride on the back of the tiger often end up inside it. This is what may happen if this this type of action is tolerated by anyone, anywhere in this world, including our government. And this would certainly be a price we may have to pay if we go on keeping mum in the name of neutrality. It is not neutrality, it is abdication of our sovereignty, abdication and slavery to the imperial Americans and the Zionist Israel. Thank you.
Thank you, Garmantri.